So you have to repurpose your podcast for each platform on which your customers are, learn from what is working, what is not working, and then go back, iterate it, so that in your podcast production cycle, the next episode is better than the previous one.
Right. The world of marketing is changing, and to keep pace with it, you need to create a new point of view that is original, authentic, and engaging. How to go about doing that? Stay tuned to the Marketing Redefined show. So we are back with our third and last part of this three-series podcast, wherein we already discussed the why, how do you really make your content, and who you're targeting, why you're targeting. And then we discussed that why podcast is should be your channels to go on for original content and to be authentic. Now what, Deepak? Now what's there?
Yeah, you know, I talk to a lot of podcasters, you know, and those sounds of crickets, right? There is like chirping sound, nobody's listening, right? The podcast is lying in the wild.
Right.
Also, right, there was, it was almost like it was mandatory for everyone to create a podcast during the COVID time.
Yeah.
So now what is the question? So let's say we have convinced you that, okay, right, you have to rethink who you are, and yes, podcasts are the way to do it.
Right.
Now you have to put on your marketing hat to drive the initial traffic to your podcast.
Right.
You cannot simply publish and pray that somebody comes and listens to it. There's simply too much information out there, right? Which is why, this particular video, what we're going to discuss is publish, repurpose, publish again, learn and iterate. What does that mean? That means first, obviously, publish on the top podcasting platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music, and so forth. That is a necessity.
Right.
You have to publish it. You have to create those links, and you have to share it between with your friends and internally. Then you have to repurpose it for each social media platform.
Right.
Let there be no mistake that podcast is not a replacement for your social strategy.
Right.
You have to put in a plan for social amplification, which will be driven by the social platform. So you have to repurpose your podcast for each platform on which your customers are, learn from what is working, what is not working, and then go back, iterate it, so that in your podcast production cycle, the next episode is better than the previous one.
Right.
So that in general is the next step which you have to follow.
Yes, Deepak, I think so, very rightly said, because even we have come up with something wherein we do it video-based now. So audio is already there, but for channels like YouTube and social media, I think so, video-based podcasts are really working. And that's what even clients are demanding these days. So I think so,
that is true. But again, remember, right, this is not digressing from the original intent of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
The original intent of the podcast is to have an original, authentic, engaging conversation.
Right.
You do need to amplify it socially. And in terms of social amplification, videos are required.
Right.
Especially when you look at where the majority of social time is being spent. It's spent on either reels or on shorts.
Right.
So even these video-based podcasts are what we have been doing by listening to the feedback. So this segment is basically, right, publish, repurpose, publish, learn, and iterate. So this is the iteration part of it.
Right.
We were heavily focused on the audio-only part of podcast, which we still do. But now we've added this component of getting the videos also on it.
Right.
Again, this shouldn't make it more complicated than it needs to be. So for brands who are starting out, they might figure out some other way to do it. Right? Create, just do your mobile-based stuff and do it. Or audiograms. What we are saying is that you do need to take a look at the different social media channels.
Right.
Look at what is working and then decide what repurposing is required. Right? You simply cannot publish a podcast on Spotify, then share that link on LinkedIn and hope that somehow people will come to it.
Right.
You have to create an engagement, a text, a tagging, a contextual localization, some bit of awareness as to this platform requires this part. LinkedIn might require a longer text post with tagging of the guests. Instagram might require a few different reels with transcriptions,
right?
Or a trending music. YouTube might require shorts, right? In a similar kind of a format, but in a proper title and description kind of a phase.
Right.
Whatever it is, it has to be repurposed for you to drive your initial traffic, from which obviously it will distill down to your loyal audience.
Right. But now when we talk about these social media channels, podcast is already an original and authentic platform, and it's original. But now when we put it to these platforms, which are already very saturated and repetitive, how do we do that? How do we make sure that our content is standing out?
Right. So let me just again repeat what we are trying to do here.
Hmm.
Point one, figuring out who are you speaking to, why should they listen to?
Yes.
Point two, figuring out a content engine.
Hmm.
This is the point three, which is multi-channel growth. Right? Again, we have to respect that each channel has its own ways of playing, and you have to play the games by the rules which they have set.
Right.
What we are trying to do is, with that seed of content, which was created by the podcast, we are taking that seed, and now we are putting a multi-channel perspective onto it.
Oh.
Right? And it looks like very complicated. It isn't.
Hmm.
Once you figure out, okay, this is the format which I need to do.
Right.
It can be fairly well structured. It usually, even internally, this is what we try to do.
Right.
One day we fix for recording, one day we fix for repurposing, one day we fix for scheduling.
Hmm.
And by one day, I don't mean an entire day. Right. We fix a few hours.
Hmm.
And obviously you will improve as you go through it.
True.
Initially, it might look that nothing is happening and it's taking too much of time, which is why podcasts require a decent amount of mental investment.
Right.
You should understand why is it that we are doing this. If you're only looking at leads, this will not work.
Okay.
If you're only looking at performance metrics, right, performance marketing metrics, this will not work. This is an acknowledgement that the traditional marketing channels, tactics, techniques are now saturated and they will no longer work. And this is a step which you're taking in the direction to rectify these problems.
Right.
If you create any marketing strategy, you have to create it for 3, 6, 9, 12 months. Only then you will see the result. And most brands, this is what, if you're looking at a quick fix technique, you go back to your webinar and creating leads and a cost per lead and then just justifying to the management that, yes, this is how it's being done.
And I guess in a way, we are bringing this original content also towards these social media channels where content might be repetitive, but with these conversations that are happening on these podcasts and it's somewhere or the other filling in new and original content also.
Very true, right? So repurposing is only on the format.
Right.
The content remains original, engaging, authentic. That is absolutely true.
And at the same time, now this came to my head suddenly that some brands or some individuals don't really need content in a way because they have made that platform, for example, any luxury brand. People will always see their content or anything that they're posting because I think so. They don't really need that sort of...
Look, there is an early mover advantage.
Yeah.
Right? But everybody needs marketing. Everybody needs their message to reach out to the consumers.
True.
Which is why we see that Coca-Cola and Pepsi are the biggest advertising spenders.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Now you might say that there is no third option. Why should they keep on spending? And in one future episode, we might look at the technical, the prisoner's dilemma, which are usually taught in case studies in MBA schools. Why they keep on spending. But the thing is that everybody needs marketing. Whether it is your luxury cars, whether it's Red Bull, it's Ferrari, it's whoever it is. They spend on different channels. They might sponsor the World Cup.
Right.
They might sponsor a huge brand ambassador. But they will still keep on spending.
Yeah.
Right? Nothing in this world is now taken for granted. Whether it's a Tesla or it's a new startup, whatever it is, everybody has to spend on marketing. No consumer is going to reach you on their own. The world of information is just too flooded. Although I do agree that for certain brands, maybe they have other channels which are working fine. And for them, if that is working fine, absolutely scale that up. For most B2B brands, D2C brands, startups who are looking to make a mark, looking to create a loyal audience, this is a format if you eventually decide that next year is not for this one, maybe we'll do it in 2024. That is fine. But you should look at it as a format.
Also, I think so. It's very directly proportionate because as big the brand, as big the people actually look out for it. For example, as you mentioned, the World Cup itself. So I think so. There were these brands which were continuously marketing and people wanted to look, you know, what they'll bring out next. So I think so, as big the brand is, for example, Coca-Cola has always been up with their marketing campaigns and stuff. So people actually look forward towards what they're going to bring out now. So
absolutely. For them, the requirement is different. Hmm. Right? But for most of the other brands, the requirement is quite distinct, which is to create an original voice and to stand out.
Hmm.
And which is why, just going back, what we were trying to say was that you have to think like a media company.
Right.
Now, also understand that every marketing is content marketing. Right? Whether you put a billboard or you put a newspaper ad or a radio ad, it is content at its core. What we are trying to do is redefine the way that content is created. Right? And that redefinition, what we are saying, is from conversations. Conversations, what we are saying, is coming from podcasts. This is not tangent to anything else. This is just simply a new perspective and a new medium which should be leveraged and which can be leveraged.
So now, when it comes to everything, re-articulating and everything, it all comes down to if it's giving us any results or not. So how do we really measure it?
So this is the learn and iterate phase, right? Measurement in a podcast is usually both qualitative as well as quantitative.
Right.
Qualitative is the feedback which your listeners are giving to you.
Mm.
What maybe there is a self-attribution kind of a flow fitted into your sales system.
Right.
What people are commenting when you share it on your social media.
Mm.
And in general, how your guests are sharing. Right. A good measure of a good podcast is also whether the guest is sharing it or not.
Right.
If the guest felt some value, how actively are they sharing it?
Mm.
And then comes the quantitative part, which is number of downloads, obviously, from the podcast part, the retention time. Also, when you share it on social media, the general engagement rate, reach, and all that stuff is there.
Right.
It has to be a mix of both qualitative and quantitative, because at the beginning, you will not have enough data points to only focus on the quantitative aspect.
Right.
Also, when we were saying that this requires a rethink in perspective, very often people will try to compare podcast downloads with the reach which they see on social media.
Hmm.
Right? On social media, on Instagram, to get a reach of 100,000 is fairly cheap. Right? It's not very much expensive.
Hmm.
On a new podcast, you will likely only have 30, 50, 100 downloads as you move forward.
Hmm.
Right? There is an order of a magnitude difference between what is happening here.
Right.
Which is why you have to manage the qualitative and the quantitative aspect. There is also the softer relationship building aspect. The guests which you get on board, right? What eventually sort of a partnership did you strike with them? What worked with them?
Right.
Measurement is a key. The aspects of measurement here are both qualitative, quantitative, as well as a soft, let's say, a gut instinct. This is going well. Right? I am giving some value. There are listeners out there who are finding some engagement, some authenticity, original content out of it.
So I guess it comes down to really building that brand image over the time with these podcasts and building some relationships as well.
So yes, but also setting your content engine in place. These snippets, right, the repurposing part, the reels and the shorts, they now go into your social media marketing channel. Right? And then you can do with them what you please. Right? You might then feed them into a lead generation form. Right? You could do what you want. Apart from the podcast itself, the assets being created, those can be used in whatever way you want. Right? They could be your sales collateral. They could be your training videos. They could be your funnel flow kind of a system. Whatever it is, right? It could work in any way. It could be a customer feedback stories.
Right.
So all of those parts are now open to you. Because with this setup, you now have a continuous content engine, which is almost like self-fueling. Right? Every time you get a good guest, you get a new conversation, you get new perspectives, you get new thought, and you get new reels, shots, and everything else.
Right. So I guess it's a very proven three-step process now. And to, I guess, fixate on it and to summarize it in a bit, I think so we went smoothly through how to re-articulate your viewpoint if there is any re-articulation needed. Then coming to how to use that content that you have and make original and authentic content, really. And then actually fixing that, what channels will work for you, where to put that content and how to use it. So I guess it's a...
Absolutely, right? So figure out what you stand for. Create a content engine which can do this week after week after week. And then use that content in the most effective manner possible. For us, for me, for you, I think this is a good investment to make in 2023. Whether you do it in-house or you do it with an outsourced agency, I think most brands will eventually have to rethink what originality people are associating with their brand. Because long-term, that is what will matter. Even in short-term, right? You'll get lower cost per leads. You'll get lower cost per conversion. You'll get higher customer lifetime value. All that stuff will work for you when people trust you more, right? When they think that you are really putting your face where your brand is and you are confident with your brand, that can then go forward.
I think so. This will be our merry gift for the Christmas and New Year coming up ahead, and to really restructure your marketing and strategies. So I think so. Thank you, Deepak, for once again joining us and sharing your views.
Thank you, Muskan. It was great talking to you. Thank you.